Okay, today we begin the fourth and final parak of Maseches Megillah. We are going to do Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph, but of course we begin on Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis, two lines before the end of the page. So in the last parak we spoke about the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, and this parak we're going to discuss a lot about the halachas of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and things in the Beis HaKnesses, the different levels of Kedusha, of things that appear in a shul. So B'nei Yirsha Machru Ruchav V'Shalir, if the people of a town sell the town square, Lochin B'dam of Beis HaKnesses, you're allowed to use that money to buy a shul. Beis HaKnesses, if you sell a shul, Lochin Teva, you're allowed to use that money to buy an Aron Kodesh. Teva, if you sold an Aron Kodesh, Lochin Mitpachos, you're allowed to use that money to buy things that you wrap the Sefer Torah with. Mitpachos, if you sold things that the covering, what they call the mantle of the Sefer Torah, Yichus Svarim, you're allowed to use that to buy Svarim, to buy books of Tanakh. Svarim, if they sold Svarim of Tanakh, Lochin Torah, you're allowed to buy a Sefer Torah. You get the point. The point is that you're allowed to sell when you sell something that has lesser Kedusha, you're allowed to use the money to buy things that have a higher level of Kedusha. Avalim Machru Torah, but if you sell the Torah, lo yichu Svarim, you can't buy regular books of Tanakh, because that's on a lower level of Kedusha. Svarim, if you sell Svarim, lo yichu Mitpachos, you're not allowed to buy a mantle of a Sefer Torah. Mitpachos, you sell the mantle of a Sefer Torah, lo yichu Teva, you can't buy your own Kodesh. Teva, you sell your own Kodesh, lo yichu Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to buy a shul. Beis HaKnesses, lo yichu Esaruchov, you sell a shul, you're not allowed to buy a town square. V'chein v'mosrehen. And the halacha is true, even if you have leftover money, even after you already bought something that has the same or higher level of Kedusha, you have leftover money, you're not even allowed to use the leftover money to buy something that has lesser Kedusha. So I guess main point number six on Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis, we had five last time, is that whenever you sell something that has Kedusha, you're only allowed to buy things with more Kedusha, not with less Kedusha. And the order of Kedusha is the Rechov, the Beis HaKnesses, the Aron, the mantle, Svarim, and the Sefer Torah. That's an ascending order of Kedusha. So says the Gemara, B'nei Yir Shemach Ruchav V'Shalir, if people sell the town square so they're allowed to buy a shul, Amar Rabbah Barachan Amar B'Yochanan, Zudavrei Rab Nachum Bar Yossi Sutum Ta'a. That's the sheet of Rab Nachum Bar Yossi, the guy who says everything stam, and who says everything anonymously. Avol Chacham Omrim HaRuchav Ein Bo Mishum Kedusha, but the Chacham say there's no Kedusha whatsoever to the town square, so you're allowed to buy whatever you want with the money that you get from the town square. It's not like you have to make sure that you use it to buy something that has Kedusha, because it has no Kedusha to begin with. Rabbi Nachum Bar Yossi, my time, eh? Why would Rabbi Nachum Bar Yossi think that a town square would ever have Kedusha in the first place? No, since people daven there on fast days and on the Ma'amados days when they're representing the Tzibur and for the Korbanos being brought in the Beis HaMikdash, you might think that it has some Kedusha to it. For Rabbanan and the Rabbanan, why don't they think it has Kedusha to it? Because that's only a temporary, it's only once in a while that such a thing happens that they daven there. So therefore the place doesn't get Kedusha just because people daven there every once in a while. Beis HaKnesses Lochin Teva, so we said if you sell a shul, you're allowed to buy an Aron Kodesh with the money. Amar Rabbi Yonah's son, Lo Shanu El Beis HaKnesses Shul Kfarim. That's only if you sell a shul of a village, which is usually owned individually by the people that live in the village. Aval Beis HaKnesses Shul Krachin, but a shul of a big city, Kivin Demialma Asule Lamasum Izabnile, since people use it from everywhere, it's not just used by the people that live in that town. People from everywhere will come to use the shul of a big city, so then you're not allowed to sell it to Havalei Derabim, because it belongs to the Klal Yisrael, belongs to everyone, not just to the people that live in that city. So how are you going to get permission from everybody to sell it? Amar Ravashi, Hai Beik Nishta de Masa Mechasya, Ravashi says that the shul in Masa Mechasya, Afagav de Me'al Ma'asula, even though people come from all over the place to use that shul, Kivin Da Daita Di Dika Asu, but since they come because they want to learn Torah by Ravashi, Ibe Inam Is Banin Allah, he says that gives me the right to sell it, since yes, people come from all over the place, but they're coming for me. I'm the tourist attraction that they're coming for, and therefore I'm allowed to sell the shul. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, how can you say that shuls from big cities can't be sold. Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda taught Meisa Beis Haknesser Shel Tursiim Shoyu BeYerushalayim. There's a story of the shul of the people who worked in copper in Yerushalayim. It used to be that in their shuls they'd have separate shuls for, instead of having like the modern Orthodox shul and the Yeshivish shul and the middle of the road shul, and they had shuls based on professions. So the shul where all the coppersmiths davened, Shemarchu El Rabbi Lezer, they sold the shul to Rabbi Lezer, va'asu ba'kol tzrachav, and he used it for anything that he wanted to. So apparently the sale was a good sale, and it lost the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Va'asam dekrachim hava, but this was a shul of a big city, so how were they allowed to sell it according to you? I thought you said you're not allowed to sell a shul of a big city. Answers the Gemara, ha'ibe k'nishta zute hava. That was a small shul, the inu avdua. And the coppersmiths are the ones that made it themselves, so it didn't have a real din of a shul of a large city because it was a very private kind of shul. Meisvei, the Gemara again asks, how can you say that you're not allowed to sell a shul of a big city? Beveis eretz achuzaschem. When the Torah talks about tzaras on a house, it says that tzaras on a house can happen when you're beveis eretz achuzaschem, in the land of your inheritance. So that teaches us achuzaschem mitame b'negayim. Only a house that belongs to Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael that we were given in the times of Yeshua, only that is subject to Tumas Tzara'as. Ve'in Yerushalayim mitame b'negayim. But Yerushalayim is not subject to Tumas Tzara'as, because Yerushalayim, apparently, as we're going to soon see, was not divided amongst the Shvatim. So it was no one's achuza, it was no one's tribal inheritance, and therefore there is no tzara'as of houses in Yerushalayim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo shamati el makom mikdash b'lvad. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The makom mikdash has no tumas tzara'as, but outside of the makom mikdash, Yerushalayim does have tumas tzara'as. Habate k'nesios v'bate midrashos mitamit. But even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that shuls and bate medrash, even in a big city like Yerushalayim, where people come from all over the world to Yerushalayim. You ever go to Yerushalayim in Yantif time? There are people from any time of year, actually. There are people there from all over the place. So all these shuls in Yerushalayim are used by everybody. And yet it can still have Tumas Tzara'as. So the Gemara says, don't you see this is a problem? Amai, hadekrachanavu, why should they be subject to Tumas Tzara'as? These are big city shuls. And according to Rav Shmuel, they're not allowed to be sold because they're not owned by anyone in particular. They're owned by the whole world, so they should not be subject to Tumas Tzara'as. But since Rabbi Yehuda implies that they are subject to Tumas Tzara'as, we see that Rav Shmuel's statement is wrong. So as Gemara Eima, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ani lo shamati el makom mekudash bilvad. We have to alter what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda did not say that only the Beis Hamikdash is impervious to Tumas Tzara'as. What he meant to say is any kadosh places, including the Beis Hamikdash and Bati Knesios and Bati Midrashos, all of those places aren't subject to Tumas Tzara'as. Why? Because these are places that are not owned by any individual. They're nobody's achuza. These are places that are owned by the vast community of Klal Yisrael. So I guess main point number one over here, there's a distinction between a shul of a village that you're allowed to sell, and a shul of a big city that you're not allowed to sell, unless everyone comes there for the sake of an individual, or it's like by the case of, who was it, Ravashi, was it, that they all came to learn Torah from him, or it's owned by individuals, like the coppersmiths. Again, when it comes to a shul of a small village, you're allowed to sell, because it's owned by the villagers. A shul of a big city, you're not allowed to sell, because it's owned by the whole world, everyone comes from all over the place, unless everyone's coming just for one individual. Or, even though it's in a big city, it's owned by specific individuals. Then you are allowed to sell it. Okay, so we go on to discuss the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. So, B'maikam Ifli, what is this Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama about Tumas Tzara'as, where the Tanakama said that Tumas Tzara'as can happen anywhere in Eretz Yisrael? And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only Makom Mekuda. I'm sorry, he said the Tumas Tzara'as can happen anywhere, but Yerushalayim cannot happen in Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the only place that doesn't get Tumas Tzara'as is the Makom HaMikdash, or the way we translate it, Makom Mekudash, the holy places, but the rest of Yerushalayim can get Tumas Tzaras. So what are they arguing about, whether Yerushalayim can get Tumas Tzaras? But Maika Miflugi, what is the root of this dispute? So Tanakama Sarva, the Tanakama holds Lo Nischalka Yerushalayim L'Shvatim, very important concept. Tanakama holds Yerushalayim was never divided up amongst the different Shvatim. Yerushalayim was set aside as the city that's going to be for the Beis Hamikdash. So no house in Yerushalayim is anyone's Beis Achuza. It's no one's tribal inheritance. It was never divided amongst the Shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Nischalka Yerushalayim L'Shvatim. Yes, it was. It was divided amongst the Shvatim, and therefore it is subject to Tumas Tzaras. It's only the Batei Knesios, Batei Midrashos, and Beis Hamikdash that aren't. We find that this is in fact a machlokas tanaim about whether Yerushalayim was divided amongst the Shvatim. D'tanya, the Braita taught, Mahaya b'chalka shel Yehuda, which parts of the Beis Hamikdash were in Yehuda's section, Harabayis, so the Harabayis, Halashachos, the various rooms, Va'azaros, and the courtyards, Umehaya b'chalka shel Binyamin, and what was actually in Binyamin's side, Ulam, the Hechel, the actual sanctuary of the Beis Hamikdash, which is called the Hechel, Ubeis Kodesh HaKadashim, the Kodesh HaKadashim, and not only that, Ritzua Hisayotes Mechelko Shel Yehuda. There was one tiny strip of land that came out from Yehuda's portion, V'nechneses Bechelko Shel Binyamin, and encroached on Binyamin's portion, Uvam Mizbeach Banoi, and it was on that piece of land that the Mizbeach was actually built. So it seems that the entire Mizbeach was in Yehuda's portion, but the truth is that's not really true. Only two amma wide strips, one on the east side of the Mizbeach and the other on the south side, belonged to Yehuda, and in fact none of it was actually built in Yehuda's. They left out that last amma so that none of it will be built in Yehuda's territory. It was all really built in Binyamin's territory. I mean, you would think the Mizbeach would be a perfect square. Had it been a perfect square, then there would have been an amma on the east and an amma on the south that would belong to Yehuda. But they left out that last amma so that the entire Mizbeach would be built in Binyamin's territory. But either way, Yehuda's territory came dangerously close to Binyamin's. Binyamin HaTzadik mitzarela b'chol yom levola. Binyamin HaTzadik always wanted that territory back. Shenamar, the pasuk says, chofef alav kol yom. He yearns for it and wishes to have it all day long. L'fichach zachar Binyamin v'nasu ushpizchan l'shchina. That's why Binyamin was zocha, because he lost that little piece of Mizbeach that he could have otherwise had, and he had the benefit of hosting the Shechina. And that's how the Beis HaMikdash was divided up. But the very fact that the Braisa even talks about dividing up the Beis HaMikdash tells you that Yerushalayim was Nischalka L'Shvatim. Otherwise, what are we talking about? Yehuda, Binyamin, what do you mean? It's an international city. It's an inter-tribal city. It belongs to everybody. No, you see that the Beis HaMikdash was divided up amongst the Shvatim, according to this Tana. The high Tana suffer, but this Tana of the Braisa that we're about to quote holds Lo Nischalka Yerushalayim L'Shvatim. The Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the Shvatim. The Tanya, we have another Braisa, Ein Maskirim Batim Yerushalayim. A person is not allowed to rent out houses in Yerushalayim, in Beit She'en and Shalahem, because the houses don't really belong to them. They don't belong to the people who live there. The houses in all of Yerushalayim belong to everybody. So that's the Tana that holds Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the Shvatim. Rav Lazar at Tzadik Omer, Af Lo Mitos. You're not even allowed to rent out beds. Lefichach, and therefore, in order to compensate someone who wants to host other people, someone who wants to run a hotel, he's not allowed to rent out space, he's not allowed to rent out beds, so where can he make his money? Oros Kachim Bali Yushpizin Niltonos and Bizroa. The guy who runs the hotel is allowed to take the skins, the hides of the animals that you brought as karbanos when you came to visit Yerushalayim to bring those animals as karbanos. So you go to the inbal for Pesach and you don't pay with money. They can't charge you for the room or for the bed, but they can charge you that you'll have to give them the hides of the animals. Inbal's a bad example. It's not in the old city, so it's not actually Yerushalayim. Let's say if there were such a hotel in the old city. Amr Abaye, so Abaye says, Shema Mina, You see from here that it's the nice thing to do. It's proper for a person to leave over at the place where he stays a jug that he used during his stay or the hide of an animal that he had shechted. You leave over a tip for housekeeping when you leave. That's the proper thing to do when a person leaves a hotel. So main point number two of here, first of all, is machlokas whether Yerushalayim was divided up amongst the Shvatim or not. So again, main point number two, machlokas tanaim, whether Yerushalayim was divided amongst the Shvatim. And main point number three, the hosts, or the innkeepers, the hotel managers, were not allowed to charge for rooms or beds, so they would take the hides of the karbanos. And from here we see Derech Eretz to always leave the hides of the animals or the jugs for your host. Amar Rava, lo shanu, this idea that the money you get from selling a shul or from selling anything that's kodesh, you have to only use that money for something that has more kedusha. Lo shanu ela shelo machru shiva tovei yir b'maman anshi yir. That's only if the seven tovei yir, shiva tovei yir, that's an important concept. The seven people who are like the board of directors of the entire town didn't sell the shul in the presence of all the people of the town. But if the board sold it with everyone there, with everyone present, then you're even allowed to use that money for beer money, to buy beer to drink at the chopper dam, even that's okay. Ravina had a pile of rubble in one of his fields, and it was from a destroyed shul. So he came to Ravashi and he said to him, Am I allowed to plant here? Does the place where the shul used to stand have any kedusha that I'm not allowed to use it as a field to plant in? Amrlei, so he said, Zil zavne mishiva tuveir b'maimranchi ir v'zara. All you need to do is sell it, buy it rather, from the Shiva Tuveir, from the board of directors of the city, in the presence of all the people of the city, and then you can do whatever you want with it, then you're going to be fine. So main point number one, l'chavavim beis, the Shiva Tuveir b'maimranchi'ir are allowed to sell any holy item. Again, the board of directors, the seven-member board of directors, together in front of the entire city, could sell any holy item, and you could use the money for whatever you want.